From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. It lasted just a matter of hours, and now the UAW strike against Chrysler is over. The union has reached a tentative agreement with the car maker, and union workers should be back on the job shortly. There are no details public yet, but in a statement, UAW Vice President General Holyfield said this: "The deal protects jobs for our communities and also protects wages, pensions, and health care for our active and retired members." Reporter Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio joins us now from Sterling Heights, Michigan, near Chrysler's Sterling stamping plant. And Dustin, what are you hearing from workers about this this end of the strike?
Well, I was actually standing with some workers right when they got word that the strike had ended, and they were relieved. Striking workers only get paid $200 a week from the UAW. That's a pretty severe pay cut from what they normally get if they're on the job. So people were saying, you know, if the strike went on too long, it would really hurt them. So when they got the news that the strike had ended after only a few hours, people were relieved.
Now, as I said, we don't know the details of the agreement, but what do we think were the major issues that had to be resolved for them to have reached this agreement?
Well, we think the major issues were some of the major issues that were on the table at GM just a few weeks ago. It got a tentative agreement a couple of weeks ago. Of course, the UAW announced that it passed today. But those major issues were job security, guarantees on work at plants in the U.S. in the next few years, and the union would set up an independent trust fund and select people on the board to run it. The idea is that it would secure health care benefits for people, even if the company ever ran into trouble, had to file for bankruptcy or something like that.
Yeah, the idea at GM was that they would create this trust fund. The union would appoint trustees who would manage it, but health care, certainly for the retirees and for much of the present workforce, would not be the responsibility of GM. And if GM went under, health care would continue. Do we assume that the same kind of trust fund has been created for Chrysler in this deal?
We not only assume that it's been created, we got a statement from Chrysler not too long ago that says that the trust fund is a part of the deal. We don't have any details. It's possible that the setup for the fund, you know, how the arrangement for how the money will be, you know, put into the account and how it will actually be funded, could be different than GM's. But there is word of an independent trust fund for retirees that will cover health care into the future.
And a difference between GM and Chrysler in this regard, the ratio of retirees who are counting on their health care from the automaker to currently working auto workers is not as great as it was in GM's case. There aren't as many retirees for every worker who's currently employed by Chrysler.
Yeah, well, GM has just plain more workers in general, but the ratio of retired workers at GM to active workers was 4-1. At Chrysler, it's closer to 1-1. And also, Chrysler's active workforce is even younger than GM's active workforce. GM workers who are on the job today will be eligible to retire, many of them, within the next 5 years. So retiree health care many people thought it was not as big of an issue for Chrysler executives. It's certainly an issue. Health care costs have been going up. It's an issue for everyone, but it wasn't as big of an issue at Chrysler as it was at GM.
Well, Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.